following program may contain material that is inappropriate for children or your workplace.
The following production of the Bang Radio Hour contains fictional material used strictly for satirical and comedic purposes, and it should not be accepted as being factual, and all voices are impersonated.
Bang Radio.
Oh, it's wonderful!
I'm excited to knock somebody the hell out.
We're not gladiators. This isn't the Roman Colosseum.
Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
Welcome to the Bang Radio Hour.
We don't need no meows. We don't need no cats. We need more dogs.
Oh, Belvedere, come here, boy.
Next time, we're just watching the Super Bowl. That's all we're going to watch, the Super Bowl.
Who's going to the Super Bowl?
I told you. I told your chump ass.
You better believe that.
Wait a minute.
He's running the
You're
wrong way.
You're going the wrong way. Holy moly.
And now, here's John and Tom.
Dolphins secondary looks a bit confused. Here they come.
And he's got it in the end zone. That's a sack.
Safety.
The Dolphins win the football
safety.
Game.
And this remarkable, historic story continues. Kansas City will go to the bye week at 9-0. With a 23-13 victory over the Buffalo Bills.
Hand off to Darrell Young. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Redskins. They win it in overtime. Third touchdown of the game for Darrell Young. And the Redskins get the win.
The Jets with a huge win as they head into the bye. 26-20 over the New Orleans Saints. Dealing the Saints only their second loss of the season.
Luck waits for the snap. Takes it. Sets up. Throws. Caught out there by
King White. Touchdown is third. And the Colts lead.
Romo's back looking right. Pumps. Runs out. Throws it over the middle. Harris at the one. To the goal line. Touchdown. Dwayne Harris. And the Cowboys are going to win.
Bryce has it at the 40. He's at the 50. He's down. And the Browns have beaten the Baltimore Ravens.
Foles. Fakes. He rolls. He looks. Still looks. Fires.
Touchdown. Riley Cooper. Tying the Eagles' all-time record with his seventh touchdown pass of the game. That is a 59-year record that has just been tied by Nick Foles.
Only in a video game.
Wallace hangs in the pocket. Hit from behind. Down he goes. And that'll end the ball game for the Bears. And they went hunting for Seneca Wallace and finished the upset of the Packers here at Lambeau Field.
The kick is up. The Seahawks win. They come back from 21 points down. The largest ever comeback for the Seahawks to beat Tampa Bay on a final overtime field goal.
Well, Seattle survived the scare there, John.
They dodged the bullet there, Tom. They dodged the bullet.
But, you know, hey, I'm sure that's a much better team than their record indicates, those Tampa Bay Buccaneers, you know.
Did you just say, hey? Did you just say that? See, I don't have the button. I don't get to do that. hey. Yeah, I'll tell you what, man. The Buccaneers choked, dude. They freaking choked. They choked. I don't know how you let a lead like that get away. Sorry. I don't buy the rookie quarterback. I don't buy all the excuses that they have. I don't buy any of it. They choked. They blew it. And it would have been hilarious if they did.
Well, we know they're a big fan from across the pond there. Mr. Tillyard would love to introduce the show. By the way, I'm Tom. He's John. What the hell is this? Wait a minute.
What's up?
It was Tillyard.
Yeah. Tillyard.
Oh, what's he? Oh, he's getting fancy now, is he?
Tillyard's got some. Yeah, Tillyard has his own segment now.
Josh Freeman.
Tillyard introduces the show.
Josh Freeman. Josh Freeman.
Dude, on the Josh Freeman thing, he told me he put out the word amongst his brony pals, and he found a friend of his who can actually sing.
Oh, great.
So I guess we're going to get another song from a brony pal.
Outstanding. All right, well, here's Tillyard's segment. Good God.
What's up, guys? It's John Tillyard here, and you are listening to Bang Radio Hour number 233. And just to follow on from Skip's logic from a couple of weeks ago that it only takes one person to be offended for something to have to be done about it. Greg Schiano, I'm offended by your coaching of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers this season. It's outrageous. I mean, the thought of all the little boys that will be tuning in on Sunday afternoons think that your coaching of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers is acceptable at a professional level. Oh, it's just outrageous. It's so offensive. You should be fired for such offensive coaching. It's unbelievable.
He is completely priceless. Priceless.
Mr. Tilliard, what do you think of all these little boys watching you, Greg Schiano?
Josh Freeman.
He got rid of Josh Freeman.
Yes, he did.
Schiano, every time I look at Schiano, the voice that comes to mind is the Jerry Lewis character, but I can't quite get it right.
Right.
But if you look at him, he looks like Jerry Lewis doing that idiot character of his, the one that is so freaking annoying. Bliven, that one.
It's interesting, all this talk about these teams with lousy records that are actually better than their records. Well, some say, but we'll get to that. I do want to mention the podcast awards that we talked about last week, the 9th annual People's Choice Podcast Awards being held at the New Media Expo in Vegas, January 5th. Voting began last Friday, November 1st. Voting is underway, and that is only going on through November 14th.
Right, so you're not obligated for 3 months.
Right.
You can vote once a day.
Exactly. Podcastawards.com is the website, and we're nominated in the sports category, so please go there and vote for us.
Yeah, you can come on to the Facebook page, which, of course, as you recall, is Bang Cartoon Radio Hour, even though we have now grown out of our cartoon-watching phase. Honestly.
Never.
That's how Tom and I used to do this show, man. We used to sit there in our jammies and get a big bowl of frickin' sugary cereal and do the show. But over at Bang Cartoon Radio Hour on the Facebook page, we put the link up every day, and we browbeat you into voting. So do it.
Bugs Bunny is the greatest television star of all time.
I'm telling you what, I would vote for you. If you think I wouldn't, then go create a podcast and get it nominated for a People's Choice Award, and you'll see. I mean, damn.
All right. Coming up, the dumbest thing you ever heard.
That's a long list.
We go incognito, of course. Also, huge wins, as I said, according to some people. Awkward Jeff Garcia. You do not want to miss that one.
Roar.
Uh-oh. Right. A happy Bears fan, and a lot more. And I want to get back to this about these teams because, you know, we just talked about the Seahawks there surviving a scare. And, again, this Tampa Bay team, John, really, they're a lot better than you think. Listen to Russell Wilson.
You know, that was a huge win. You think about it, a deficit that we were under 21-0 at one point, and to be able to come back in that fashion, you know, I believe that was the biggest comeback in Seahawks history. So that's big time.
That's a huge win, he said. Now, let me get this straight. You are the Seattle Seahawks. You are playing at home.
Right.
As far away from this team as I don't know. Is there a team that has to travel? I guess the Miami Dolphins would be the only one that would travel farther.
Yeah, the Dolphins probably have to travel farther. However, they can go by sea. You know.
Right.
So, but they have to go all the way down through the Panama Canal at that point.
So in that amazing Seattle home.
Right. The big loud place that looks like a freaking gigantic vagina.
Against the winless Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and that's a huge win, John.
It's a massive win, Tom, because you got to remember, they're both still expansion teams, as far as I'm concerned. They both came in at the same time. They're both little orphans. And, you know, this was like the Battle of the Rurs. By the way, when Mr. Tilliard sent us his bit of masterpiece theater there, let me please give you a quotation of which he sent it with to me on the Facebook. By the way, Bang, you know what? We are easily the best 0-8 team in NFL history.
Josh Freeman.
The best 0-8 team in NFL history. We have two running backs, an offensive line, not a bad D, Vincent Jackson. Our quarterback won't throw more than 20 yards deep, but he doesn't turn it over. I'm at a loss as to explain why we can't win a game. Probably for all the reasons you mentioned, except for the fact that Vincent Jackson is kicking ass. Every time I turn around, that big pencil-headed geek Glennon is getting sacked.
I like that Mike James guy.
You know, they've got some things going on for him. If they can continue to do that and, you know, play the whole game, you know, they should have watched last week's Cowboys-Lions game and realized, hey, you know, 60 minutes, we got to go all of them.
Right.
But the best 0-8 team in NFL history. Tom, I got to tell you, that's the first time this year I have heard that phrase.
All right, well, here LeVar Arrington's going to talk about another team with a bad record.
I think Jeff brings up a good point, LeVar, that you can't forget the Cowboys had to do this against a one-win team.
But I think this Vikings team is a better one-win team than most.
What is this? What? No, they're a one-win team.
They're a pretty good one-win team.
Bill Parcells said it best. You are what your record is. They're a one-win team.
I disagree, Tom. You can look at it the other way. They're a six-loss team. You know, it's not that they're just one win.
Right.
Yeah, they're the best one-win team I've ever seen.
Indianapolis escaped with a win. How about that damn T.Y. Hilton? T.Y. Hilton. Oh, my God.
My fantasy team right there, man. I was sitting there watching for two fantasy leagues. You know, I had Hilton in. I had Luck in one of the leagues. And boom. I tell you, it's nice to be able to say, like, the beginning of the fourth quarter, oh, well, I win. Time to go to bed. I got to get up early.
Right.
Then when you get up, oh, my God, I've doubled his points.
Well, now, you know, Ben Tate played running back for Houston in that game. And Houston, you know, they were, my God, Andre Johnson, he's back, I guess.
Yeah.
Case Keenum. But it was Ben Tate that he had something special going on. Here's Michelle Tafoya.
Ben Tate will play with four broken ribs on his left side.
What?
He's going to have McRibs on his, is that in case he gets hungry during the game?
He's got McRibs down there, Tom. I'm sorry, we're going to call in and make a report about the McRibs here on the sideline. Ben Tate has had at least six of them. I don't know if he's going to be able to run very fast.
Ben Tate will play with four broken ribs on his left side.
Jesus Christ. Four broken McRibs. I'm folding through my notes here.
McDonald's is going, we love you, Michelle Tafoya.
You know, Tom, I've got to tell you, Matt Schaub is suited up, but will not PlayStation.
This is the new thing, man. This is, I tell you what, that was a clever little bit of marketing insert right there. McRibs.
McDonald's is loving her.
Oh, they're loving it. Oh, see, there I did it.
God.
There I did it. Right. See, pretty soon we're going to have sideline reports.
I'll tell you what, Tom, the offensive tackle has just been kicked in the McNuggets. He'll be back in a minute. Thank you.
Oh, so you think this was all strategic advertising?
Oh, yeah, watch. Next week, what? Here, look. Next week we got what? The Buccaneers and the Dolphins? Oh, great. The Buccaneers and the Dolphins. I wonder what they're going to talk about.
Okay, it's Buccaneers quarterback Thomas Lemon Pledge. Just got deck helmeted out there.
You watch. They're going to have advertising all over the damn place.
You can just hear his bones snap, crackle, and pop like Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Oh,
Jesus. All right, let's get to the Velvet Lion here.
You'll hear the roar.
Roar, roar, roar.
We are going to talk about Jeff Garcia.
Oh, this is so exciting.
Yes, and well, actually, he's going to talk.
Oh, that's lovely.
About the Cowboys Redskins.
Wonderful. That's wonderful. He gets to talk about Cowboys and Indians. You know, Tom, I understand him and Skip both wanted to be Indians when they were little boys. Put a feather in my hair.
All right, this gets really awkward.
Yeah.
The Cowboys coming from behind, the Redskins doing it as well, Jeff. Which team impressed you the most with the way they won yesterday?
Well, I think when you look at both games, obviously great games. Anytime you
great
get a win,
games.
That's an important thing. But you look at the Redskins
nice
game
cliche.
Playing against a hot team. 4-3 San Ooh. Diego Chargers at the time against a hot quarterback as well.
Lighting up the
season so far with what they did during that game, back and forth game, very evenly played game on both sides of the field.
Oh.
But you look at,
was it a game?
What the Redskins did at the end of that
oh,
game.
What?
Now I think when you look at both games, Dallas playing a 1-6 struggling Minnesota team at home. Washington playing a hot
what?
San Diego Charger team at home as well, but a team that was playing very well.
Hot.
The Redskins game, Redskins win. I think that's more impressive to me.
Roar.
Oh,
roar.
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 Roar. I got to tell you, Tom, I know exactly what tripped him up. I know why that whole entire segment went wrong. Play the first four words.
The Cowboys coming from behind.
There you go, right there. And he went, oh, my. Left. Well, did you see, there was the ball there. And, oh, my goodness. He had to run it around the end. It was a big game. And, oh, you know, you got these games. And, look, you know, you win one, and that's good. And, oh, gee whiz.
The Cowboys coming from behind.
Oh, this is so exciting. Roar. Roar. Roar.
Look, man. Look, this is what this NFL AM show is. It's awful. I mean, it's awful. And these are the quality of the people they have on there. He is painful as it gets. He sounds, I mean, all right, you know, for all of those people that are going to write me again and tell me, you know, he married a Playboy bunny. Okay, he's not gay, but he sure as hell sounds like one. And on this one, he sounds like the gay guy trying to hang out with the tough guys. Right. You know, that was a great game there, guys. Big game. Great, good game there, guys. Way to go.
It just got so...
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, he was really confused at the end and...
He doesn't know what to say. He's just, he's one cliche after another. Right. You know, they're hard to come by in this league. You know, wow.
He may or may not have made it. When you saw what they did at the end of the, you know, that game.
He says game about 12 times.
All right, where are these Steelers callers from?
These are from 92 whatever over in Pittsburgh, you know, some freaking hillbilly goddamn station over there in western Pennsylvania. You know what? I don't want to have anybody emailing me and telling me, you know, hey, thank you, there's a big city over here. Stop banging your sister, and then you can email.
Hey, did I hear that this was the most points scored on the Steelers ever? Or in, I don't know, 2,000 years or something crazy?
I believe so, yeah.
I know, I'm not used to seeing 55 hung on the Steelers, and New England did just that.
Hell yeah, man. I'll tell you what, that game looked like it was going to be something for a while, and every time you turn around, I'd turn around for 5 minutes, or they'd go away for 5 minutes on the red zone, they'd come back, and it's all of a sudden somebody 20 points has been scored. What?
It's unreal.
Shoot.
This caller, they decide that he says the dumbest thing they've ever heard.
All right, Vinny and Cook with you here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
93.7.
And Steve, on a cell phone, you're up.
The I fan. Think Dan Rooney paid Dick Haley a favor by hiring his son. I mean, no matter what you said, I've talked to you before about this.
I think it's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. You know, Dan Rooney isn't in the business of doing. He's had a lot of employees over the years. Why would he do something that he doesn't think is in the best interests of his team? To do a favor for an old friend? Are you kidding me?
Okay.
It's the dumbest thing I have ever heard.
Wow.
Dude, his partner there sounds like you can hear the breakfast coming out of his mustache, can't you? Jesus Christ.
Yes.
What'd you say? Something in there about somebody's in there? What? Somebody got high? Dick Haley, what? Tom, what?
Are you kidding me?
That was the dumbest thing that dude ever heard.
Yeah.
That's pretty bad, dude. Out in central Pennsylvania, western Pennsylvania, if that's the dumbest thing you've ever heard, that's pretty bad.
Yeah, until the next guy calls in.
Let's go to LaSalle. Hey, LaSalle, how are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. I just want to say I love the way Phil Simms calls the game. I learned so much about the game, about how he calls it. I think he's the best commentator in the game.
Now, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
So anyway, he heard the dumbest thing he's ever heard, and then the next caller was even more stupid.
I love that, Phil Simms.
And that's Phil Simms. That's my Phil Simms impression.
You know, I think that the referee might have it right here, unless they have it reversed, because I don't know. I can't see. Could see. It looks like it might be. It looks like the ref got it. And then
the ref comes on and calls whatever he calls, and whatever he calls, Simms goes,
you know, I think I agree with that. That's a pretty good call.
Fucking Phil Simms.
Let's see. Oh, there's one more caller here.
Chris and Carnegie, you get the last say this hour.
Yes, sir. How you guys doing today? Right. Hey, tough loss yesterday, but I think I see something in the team that nobody else has touched on. I think some of the younger players you have coming in, I believe they're part of the millennial generation, and I really think you have a bit of a disciplinary problem on the team. What do you guys think?
Out of here.
Get off my lawn, you damn kids.
Wait a minute. So wait, he heard the dumbest thing he ever heard, and then the next guy was even more stupid, and then the next guy was even more stupid. Oh, my God, millennials are what's killing the Steel.
These goddamn kids, Tom, they don't respect nothing. Telling you what, let me tell you something. They think they know it all, and they don't want to work for it. You know, that's not very goddamn good.
And you know, the music they listen to is loud, it's bad.
You think that they've got something going on over there. It's got these millennials on the team.
You know, I cut off the other guys because it really wasn't even all that good. But they were like, what are millennials? I don't even know it. Are they they're yuppies. That's what they are. They're the new yuppies. No, dudes, the yuppies. The yuppies were 30 years ago.
Oh, my God.
You know? Jesus Christ. Millennials.
Hang on. I want to hear what their names are again. Hang on.
All right, Vinny and Cook with you here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Cook on 93.7 The Fan. I'm glad I don't have their job and I have to talk to those callers.
How about having to clean off his microphone? This is Vinny and here's Vinny's Egg McMuffin coming to you live here in the morning.
Boy, the Steelers got 55 hung on them yesterday. You know what I blame? I blame them goddamn kids. Rotten little bastards.
Oh, that's great.
That Roethlisberger's out there doing his best, ain't you, Ben?
I got to tell you there, Tom, those millennials are really ruining the locker room. They don't listen to anything I say. I say, you know, I was in the Super Bowl. I threw the ball to Hines Ward.
And you wrecked a motorcycle.
I wrecked the motorcycle. You know, it's like that. I wrecked the motorcycle. I raped the girl in the bathroom. And I raped the other girl in the bathroom. I mean, you know, I did not rape anybody in the bathroom. If I'm going to be taken seriously when I say I did not rape that girl in the men's room, I have to sound more like I have conviction. That's how I get up and call the hike. I say, down 24, 72 set, hike. And then they all run in and jump all over me because my offensive line, they're a bunch of millennials and they're not very disciplined. And then I try to run and throw the ball. They pull my shirt. They pull my shirt. It comes out of my pants and I have to pay a fine. I don't like these millennials. They don't play very well. I throw to one named Emmanuel.
All right.
I can't even pronounce my running back's name.
Okay, so let's move on here to this Bears fan now that we've gotten through the Steelers.
I'm going to shift on into my Uber voice.
Right.
Jesus Christ, you're gonna sprain my throat. Oh, that sounded really gay.
Give me something that's going to moist my fucking throat, and it's going to sound gay as fuck. Goddamn.
I've got to rest my throat.
All right. So anyway, this Bears fan, he went and watched the Bears-Packers game. We all saw the Bears upset the Packers. Of course, when Seneca Wallace is a quarterback, is it really an upset? Which I think it was actually Collinsworth during the game. In the second half,
I don't like him.
When he said, well, you know, you just hope they'll get Aaron Rodgers back for the playoffs. And I'm thinking, what? If Aaron Rodgers is out that long, there are going to be no playoffs for the Packers. Because they're 5-3? You think Seneca Wallace is going to go 5-3 over the last 8 games of the year?
No, he's not. I don't care what kind of receivers he's got. Well, you know, he's got some running game.
I like Eddie Lacy.
Yeah, he's got some running game right now.
Yeah, I like Eddie Lacy. And, I mean, you know, you got Jordy Nelson and Cobb's supposed to maybe come back in December, I think, but it's Seneca Wallace. Were they not watching the same game I was watching?
Wallace to Boykin. Packers all the way.
Boykin? Yeah, okay.
Damn it.
Yeah. So anyway, this Bears fan, he was watching the game somewhere, and he's driving home, and so he's going to film himself driving home.
Oh, very responsible young man here.
And this is what he was saying.
The Bears have beaten the Green Bay Packers! Woo!
Oh,
I'm doing my victory lap. As you can see, I'm driving. I shouldn't be driving.
No.
I don't fucking care. Just left the grandparents' house. Here's a fun statistic for you people, too.
What, he just left his grandparents' house?
He's got a fine statistic for us first, Tom. I bet you it's got something to do with defibrillator levels.
Oh, God. Levels.
The last time the Bears beat Green Bay in Lambeau, it was 27-20. I was watching the game at my grandparents' house. And this year, I'm watching the game at my grandparents' house. The Bears went again, 27-20. My grandparents are good luck against the Packers. And, oh, ooh, my God, this is amazing.
And my grandpa.
Wow.
I got to tell you there, Tom, the grandpa and the grandpa, there, the good luck there for the Packers. That's the way, I mean, for the Bears there. They got the good luck going for the Bears. They got the grandma and the grandpa. You know, every time they got a field goal and a touchdown, I gave my grandma a kiss, you know. She baked me some cookies. We watched the game.
Come on.
Seriously, what's going on to this house? You know, does he jump up when they get Rodgers? Does he jump up in front of his grandparents?
Oh, fuck yeah! Way to go! You fucked him right up right there. You see that, grandma? They broke his fucking shoulder. They busted his shit up, didn't they, granddad?
You guys saw my pregame. I didn't think the Bears were going to win. Nobody thought the Bears were going to win. The fucking Bears win. Let's start at the beginning. As you guys can see, I am wearing my Shane McClellan jersey. I've never been more proud to wear this fucking jersey in my life. Because Shane McClellan knocked out Aaron Rodgers in the game.
Oh, he's wearing his Shane McClellan jersey. And yeah, McClellan's one to knock Rodgers out.
He was the first round pick, right? Was he a first round pick? I guess he was if his guy's got his jersey.
I can't remember.
Dude goes and gets a third round pick's jersey? I don't know. I guess he does. I just don't know enough about the Bears.
I called Rodgers Favre.
Go there, Favre there.
Yeah, I know.
We're seniors, dude, honestly. I'm a member of AARP now. You know, we're allowed to do that shit. That's right. Now we're allowed to say things like nappy-headed hoes.
Oh, I bet Worf wasn't happy.
No Bears.
Yeah, they won.
Shit, yeah, man. Tell you what, that's what I tuned in to see, too, man. Wallace to Boykin. Woohoo!
And it was amazing. And it was funny because we were talking before the game, the only way we'll beat these guys is we knock out Aaron Rodgers, and we knocked them out. We did what we had to do.
Oh.
And Aaron Rodgers broke his collarbone, or he fractured it. I don't know what the hell he did to it, but the fact of the matter is he's out.
Same thing.
Aaron Rodgers is out. You know, I don't fucking care. Fuck you. Fuck Rodgers. And I hope his fucking collarbone's injured. And the only reason I say that is because the fucking Packer fans were cheering when Brandon Marshall was hurt in the game. But what happened, you motherfuckers? Brandon Marshall came back out and he fucking won. So fuck you, motherfucking Packer fans. Fuck you, motherfucking Packer pieces of fucking cheesehead bull fucking shit pieces of fucks.
Okay, now you listen to what this guy's saying, right?
Right now, see, Tom, I gotta ask you, this is what Dick Stockton is trying to avoid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah! Oh, God. You know, his grandparents are sitting back there, thank God he's gone. Jesus Christ, it's 1 o'clock in the goddamn morning. I thought he'd never leave. Jesus. I hope he gets a girlfriend soon. Fucking A, this is ridiculous. He's at least 25. Jesus, go to a bar, son. Go watch some football with some real people. I want to go to bed.
Oh, yeah, but you know, you hear him and you think about, hey, I bet this guy today, this guy right here is complaining about Richie Incognito.
Probably.
We'll get to that coming
probably.
Up.
Probably. He's on the internet complaining because everybody on the internet's got perfect manners.
Right. And then you hear this.
This is how football fans are. Fuck you. Fuck you. You know what? Nowadays, everybody thinks when a guy goes down in the fourth quarter or in the game, oh, you're trying to slow our offense down. Now people that are injured are getting booed like crazy. And it's freaking bad, man.
Oh, I know.
It's bad. People are nuts at football games, man. The Ritz of Richie Incognito is all over the crowd.
You fucking motherfucking Packer fans, you always think you're so good, even with the, and you know what, you guys are a good team, but without Aaron Rodgers, you guys are just a piss poor 8-8, 9-17.
Oh.
That's all you motherfuckers are. Because you know why? Right. We're playing with a fucking backup QB in Josh McCown, and he fucking kicked your ass. Matt Forte had over 100 yards, kicked your ass. So fuck you, Green Bay piles of fucks. I've been waiting for this moment since I was a fucking sophomore in high school.
Oh, my God.
That was the last time the Bears beat them in Lambeau. We finally fucking beat them. First time we beat the fucking Packers since 2010. And this is amazing, dude. This changes the season so much, okay? Ladies and gentlemen, this changes everything. We're 5-3. The Packers are 5-3. The Lions are 5-3. What does that tell you?
That tells me there's a three-way tie for first place in the NFC North.
Next year, it's your girlfriend. Hot diggity, I want a hot streak.
So wait a minute. The last time that the Bears won in Lambeau was when? Do we know? Do you know off the top of your head?
It had been a long time.
So he was a fucking sophomore then in high school.
Right.
Oh, my God. I invited some friends over, Grandma. You know, I was just telling my grandmother, these fucking Packers fucking suck, don't they, fucking Grandma?
Well, see, that's just it. That was all built up during the game, and he had to let it all out. I'm not going to fault the guy. I'm sure his grandfather's a huge Bears fan. He's probably been watching Bears games with his grandfather since he was in high school or even before that. I'm not going to I can't get on him for watching the Bears with Grandma and Grandpa.
I don't know, man. I got to think that they're probably pretty old and sick and tired of hearing
it. I can get on his case for being a complete douchebag, videotaping himself while he's driving down the road screaming cuss words into a camera. I can get on his shit for that. All right. Grandma and Grandpa go to bed, and we got to go to break. And when we come back, we will get all into Richie Incognito. And there's a lot.
Bang Radio.
I'm trying to learn things. I'm trying to learn how to play chess. That game's twisty. That game doesn't end right. There's no closure. You're just looking at the board, and your opponent goes, checkmate. I thought you said you were supposed to take my king. Yeah, but about what you do in the next move, I take the king in the following move, so it's a checkmate. He's in the car heading home. No other game lets you do that. You never see a quarterback walking up to the line. Touchdown! The way your safety is playing, we'll do a slam pass underneath the coverage. Too much of a cushion. 6 points, touchdown. All right, run the play. You get warned in chess, too, before you ever get checkmated. Just looking down, concentrating. Check. I'm sorry? Did you say something? You're in check. You're in trouble. Why, of all people, is he telling me this? I don't understand the tip-off. You don't see that in football either. You don't see the linebackers inching up to the quarterback. We're blitzing. He's doing a safety blitz. I'm going to try to sneak in right through here. Block him. That's not a very assertive quarterback. So, my friend's trying to teach me how to play chess. He'd move a piece and put his finger on the top of it and stare at it. I'm like, what's going on? He goes, it's not an official move until I take my finger off that piece. You can keep your finger on the piece while you're thinking, and the move's not over while your finger's on the piece. Oh, okay. You can just tell me you're thinking and I'll trust you. No. No, the finger has to actually be touching the top of the piece. I bet your desk is very organized. Yeah, it is, actually. I don't want to do that. Then he move another piece and put his finger on the top of that. Stare at that for another 8 minutes. Okay, that's good. Wow. Wouldn't that be great if you could do that in life? If you're going to do something and you're not quite sure it's the right move, just protect yourself. Walk into a bank. I want everybody's money! Okay, I'm not gonna do this.
VOTech. VOTech.
For 10 years, VOTech has been a leader in website development and network solutions. Whether your business has an established website or are preparing to create something new, VOTech can handle every facet of your project. VOTech offers full website and portal design and creation services, including domain registration, site maintenance, dynamic programming, database administration, video streaming, and more. VOTech also offers full e-commerce and e-marketing development and management, as well as complete web hosting services. You can trust your web project to the professionals at VOTech.
VOTech.
I like sports. It's interesting. 15, 16 years old, you dive for the ball. Now when I play softball, the ball's 5 feet that way, 5 feet that way. It's a home run. I'm not spilling my beer.
And now for the cultural part of our program.
Hey, this is John from Skillet. You're listening to John and Tom on the Bang Radio Hour.
All my discussions with Jonathan and members of his family, at no time were there any accusations or allegations of misconduct by any members of this team or this organization. Our owner, Steve Ross, who had been involved throughout the entire process, contacted the commissioner, Roger Goodell, and requested that the NFL become involved and conduct a review of the workplace. We issued a second statement noting that we had received information that we were taking very seriously, all right, and that we were gathering information on. Throughout the course of the day, we gathered more and more information. At the end of the day, I decided to suspend Richie Incognito based on the information that I had at that time. The NFL is going to conduct a review of the workplace. It's going to be comprehensive, it's going to be objective, and we are going to give, as an organization, our full and complete cooperation with the NFL.
And there's Miami Dolphins head coach Joe Philbin with his blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah. That's my nephew you're talking about there.
Oh, Joe Philbin.
That's right. Well, you got to keep it in the family. Look, Tom, let me tell you something. This kind of stuff happens. I mean, they're guys, right?
Right.
Back in the old days, I mean, you know, back in the schoolyard, you let them just fight it out. You let them duke it out until one of them was down on the floor and bleeding.
Well, I don't know, man. I think this is being blown way out of proportion.
Look, back in my day, you know, when you got the rednecks of the jigs together, you were just asking for some trouble. There was bound to be something that was going to happen, you know. And it's about time that boy stood up and defended himself. And you understand, Tom, when I say boy, I don't mean boy like we used to.
I understand.
Boy. I mean boy like he's, you know, he's a young man. Right now, though, everything's changed. I mean, I've got one of them sitting next to me on the TV every day. You know, Trevor Price, right? Used to play for the Broncos. And it's just like normal. I mean, you know, the first time you ask him to get you a martini, you have that little embarrassing laugh. But after you laugh it off and you go on with your day.
Offensive lineman.
I don't know that it's being blown out of proportion.
Richie Incognito is being accused of bullying and racism towards offensive lineman Jonathan Martin. Now, Richie, you know, we know Richie. I mean, with the Rams, with who was he with? The Bills?
He was with the Rams. He's been with a lot of teams. And the reason why he's been with a lot of teams is because he's a first-rate asshole.
Yeah, well, whatever. So, a lot of people are.
I mean, you know, so, yeah, I agree. So, when it stays on the field. But this dude's out of control. He's been out of control in the past, all right? So,
see, I don't think he is. I don't think he's any different than any of these other crazy-ass linemen.
I don't know, man. Leaving messages like that on somebody's phone.
Well, yeah, and I will guarantee you there is way worse than that said in NFL locker rooms.
Maybe not in the same context. You know, I mean, I'm sure a couple of the homies might be smacking around. Yo, nigga, I'll be shitting in your mouth, brother.
Not according to the players. According to the players, this is normal life in the locker room.
Really? Well, I'll tell you what, I really don't care because I don't like the Dolphins for one thing, and I hold grudges because of Super Bowl VII, and I don't like Richie Incognito because he is a thimble dick asshole.
He is. He's a douchebag. Okay.
He's a total fucking dickhead.
Sure thing.
And I like watching total fucking dickheads get bounced around by their own stupidity. What is the cardinal rule, Tom? You don't leave the radio. That's the, you know, the Bill Belichick. He's going to, you know, he's already cut off from the Patriots. He's never going to get there because, dude, you can't leave anything on tape.
Well, if the voicemail didn't exist, we wouldn't know anything about this.
No, we wouldn't. Well, we might now because, you know, the dude walked off the team, and maybe that was his way of making sure somebody knew about it. Apparently, he'd gone to the team before and said something.
According to a text he sent, he wasn't blaming anybody. He wasn't blaming the lineman or anybody else. He knows that's the culture of the NFL locker room. But now, all of a sudden, all this hell breaks loose when we find out about this voicemail. Now, this, you know, he's suspended indefinitely, incognito, because, well, Joe Philbin, you know, we got to have an investigation.
As the head coach of the Miami Dolphins, I'm in charge of the workplace atmosphere. Everything we've done to this facility has been done with one thing in mind, and that is to help our players and our organization reach their full potential. And any type of conduct, behavior that detracts from that objective is not acceptable. It's not tolerated. I will tell you that if the review shows that this is not a safe atmosphere, I will take whatever measures are necessary to ensure that it is. I have that obligation to the players that I coach on a daily basis, and I will do that.
Blah, 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 blah. I wonder who wrote that for him. This is nothing but public affairs crap.
Yeah, see, this is Commissioner Goodell breaking in here with a bit of information I think you ought to know. We've got a hold of these tapes, you see, and we're going to give him a very good listen to find out whether he said nigga or nigga. We're gonna get him a good listen to and see if we can see what he was emphasizing there.
I put the H on it to emphasize it's nigga.
Right. I mean, if he called him up and he said, look, you're half nigga, there's really not a whole lot we can do. We can just say, look, you're a white guy. You're not supposed to say that. So apologize and stop playing those records.
Please.
Right.
Yeah, see?
That's all we can do about it, see? That's all we can do.
But yeah. But hey, it's okay to have laughter.
I personally think laughter in a work environment is a good thing. Not at the expense of an individual, right? But I think laughter can be a healthy, productive thing. But not in a demeaning way at the expense of an individual.
Who the hell is that?
That's Joe Philbin still.
That's Joe Philbin?
Jesus. Yeah.
You know what? Does this mean we're going to have them on Hard Knocks again next year so everybody can see what a nice workplace they have?
No, that means you're allowed to tell jokes in the locker room. You're just not allowed to poke fun at each other. You know, I am a bit of a comedy man, John, mostly summer stock. Yes.
Right. All right, you guys. No grab ass in the SC. The commissioner's got his cameras on in the top of the locker room. All right, everybody. Big brother's watching you. No joking around in there. If you're going to use that word, make sure you put the A-H on the end so it's nigga. Like you over there by the shower. Get out of the door, nigga.
Can you lend a nigga a pencil?
You know Incognito never said that. He doesn't know what to do with a pencil. He thinks it's something he sticks in somebody's eye.
Right.
He has no idea what Incognito's used pencil.
Oh, God. It makes it sound like we're going to... It's the difference between that douchebag on Good Morning Vietnam who thought he was funny as opposed to Robin Williams.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
This is not funny.
This is not funny. Let me tell you something. Hey, I see you over there. You could be snapping towels at anybody in my locker room. He's going to have Coach Philbin wearing like an ankle bracelet.
All right.
They're horse playing in the locker room. Go get them.
All right. So I've got, let's see here. First, I've got, all right. This is how you read. Now, I don't know, for those of you who haven't heard what the voicemail said, I'm going to let Adam Schefter read it to you first. And this is how you get to read this voicemail perfectly on television when it has been properly prepared for you on the teleprompter. Here's Adam Schefter reading the voicemail that Richie Incognito allegedly sent to Jonathan Martin.
Richie Incognito, the Dolphins guard, left a voicemail on Jonathan Martin's phone that reads the following. Hey, what's up, you half-end piece of expletive? I saw you on Twitter. You've been training 10 weeks. I want an expletive in your mouth. I'm going to slap your expletive mouth. I'm going to slap your real mother across the face with laughter. Expletive you. You're still a rookie. I'll kill you. The NFL is in possession of that voicemail, as is the Miami Dolphins organization. And once they heard it, they made the decision to suspend them.
Look, man, they had a contest to see who could read it best, and Mortensen couldn't do it.
Listen here, you half-end. I can't do it. I'm going to crap in your mouth. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, man. I'll tell you what. Schefter is a pro. He is a pro. He is a tiny little runt, but that dude gets good information.
Yeah.
And I follow him on the Twitter, which I'm very excited about. We'll talk about that later.
Okay. Well, now, here's how it's done when it's the actual words are right in front of you, and you have to edit on the fly while you're reading it, as Mark Malone does here.
What's up, you half? And then there is a... Brother. Yeah, brother.
What's up? Brother. Now, wait a minute. Now, we know
what's you up? Did he say that? What's up, you haven't.
You've seen it, and it's got, you know, it shows in and then spaces, because we know what it says. But he says brother. He replaces, instead of saying in word, he can't even say in word, he actually says brother. Isn't that more racist than saying in word?
Yes.
He actually decided.
That's exactly what it is. He said this is it's a perfectly good synonym for the N word. And McNabb prompts him to it.
Unbelievable. That is unreal. Okay, well, let's listen to him read.
What's up?
I know, let's listen to him read the whole thing. I mean, seriously, Mark Malone.
What's up, you half? And then there is a brother. Yeah, brother.
Brother.
Piece of... I saw you on Twitter. You've been training 10 weeks. I want to apparently defecate in your effing mouth. I'm going to slap you in the mouth. I'm going to slap your real mother across the face. F you, you're still a rookie. I'll kill you.
That's called a Cleveland steamer, Tom.
Roar.
Maybe on that show, if he told Donovan McNabb, McNabb would go, steamer. Oh, my God.
Wow.
I want to, like defecate in your mouth. What in the hell is that?
You know, use the word crap. We can laugh and giggle at crap, but we're over it real quick. When you use a word like defecate, holy
it
crap.
It sticks with you, you know?
Oh, it definitely sticks with you.
When you relax your sphincter muscle and ease forth a lot of fecal material into his oral cavity. Listen here, you mulatto. What's that?
Oh, my God.
Mark Malone's too funny, man. He's just the pro, you know.
All right. So the funny thing about this is you hear what, you know, Richie's been doing, and he's just this crazy friggin' a-hole who's just...
He's a dick.
Oh, my God. But he does this public service announcement for the Dolphins at the beginning of the year. This is he's addressing the Dolphins fans who are going to be attending Dolphins games, and he's on a he's on a big rich lawn, like he's all rich playing croquet. All right,
he is pretty rich.
Yeah, and here's how that goes.
Hi, I'm Richie Incognito. On the field, players have called me overly aggressive.
Well, off the field and on the croquet lawn, I'm quite civilized.
Yeah.
Oh, bully.
Oh, bully.
Smashing.
Bully.
While at our stadium today, we greatly appreciate you guys being loud and proud for the Dolphins. But please be respectful and civilized, and be sure to follow the fan code of conduct.
Please do not use foul or abusive language. Okay. Intoxication, fighting, taunting, or threatening remarks and gestures are prohibited.
Thank you for following our fan code of conduct. Anything less would be uncivilized.
Oh, my God. How unreal is that? I mean, that you talk about...
You sit there politely in your seat while I punch some faggot in the balls.
Seriously, man.
That's great.
You know, the thing is that the Dolphins have to know. And I mean, you know, of course they know. That's why they use him in that commercial, because they're making fun of the fact that he's a freaking steroided out asshole.
Right.
And, you know, I don't care if anybody wants to say he is or not. If you've seen that TMZ video, that's the kind of guy that when you see him in the bar, you just leave. Because, you know, pretty soon, that's what he thinks he wants. Oh, girls want to fuck me if I do this. I'm an asshole. Watch me beat up everybody I can find. I'm a professional athlete. Let me lord it over some freaking dweeb. What is he going to give somebody a wedgie in that video? He's looking for nerds. That's him. So I don't care if he ever comes back, unless he comes back as the Redskins. And then, hey, man, all bets are off. He's pretty cool. Yeah. It's true, though, man. How did the locker room, you know, all these people are saying, I guess this is one of these things where people are going to get slapped in the face and see that this is what's going on in NFL locker rooms. Because today, Robert Griffin III did his presser, and when asked about it, he said, I'm not touching that. We, you know, we're not the Miami Dolphins. And then they said, well, what if that happened here? Would you or anybody else stand up and, you know, be a leader? And then he says, you know what? I'm not touching that. So this is one of these things where people are going to listen to this and go, you mean football players aren't nice people? This is awful. We need to change this.
Well, that's my whole point.
Yeah. Well, pretty soon, Tom, at 1 o'clock on Sunday, we're going to tune in and watch the Cowboys and the Redskins have a freaking tea party.
Right. Here, listen to Will Davis talking about Richie hazing Martin.
Richie's definitely not that type of guy. Richie's a guy. If you had to get a guy to pick your back, I'd pick Richie. Richie did first for a couple guys. So I don't think what people are saying about him is true. But like I said, I don't want to get into it.
Yeah, Will Davis don't want to get into it, but he's like, yeah, I would definitely want Richie on my team. Mike Wallace talking about the Dolphins locker room, how there's nothing wrong.
I'm pretty sure if anybody felt that way, they would have said something if they felt like it was going far. But I feel like it was normal days. Like
normal
people
days.
Doing what they do on a daily basis. And, you know, people have bad days. You know, maybe it was a bad day. Just wasn't feeling it. I really don't know, but I don't feel like it was anything out of the ordinary. I don't feel like anybody was being bullied, hazed, none of that. I feel like we were doing things that football teams do, playing with your brothers, and, you know, I don't know how he took it. So I'm not really going to say too much about it because I don't know.
Doing things that football teams do, playing with your brothers.
I remember one time I called and left a voicemail to Mike Wallace when he was a rookie. I said, you are one dark boy, you jigaboo.
Oh, God.
This is the best. Listen to Cameron Wake. He says the locker room is fine and hazing is a rite of passage.
I've been here for quite a while. The locker room has been fine as far as I'm concerned.
then again, you know, you're talking about me. I can't speak for anybody else. I don't want to call it hazing. I mean, that's a rite of passage. This league, I mean, is a group of elite men. It is a fraternity. It is a brotherhood. It's a lot of things. And there is a membership. You have to pay your dues to get, you know, certain privileges. And is it carrying football pads? Is it a silly haircut? Is it, I don't know, maybe buying soap for your vet? To me, I don't know. Is that bullying? Is that hazing? I'm sure you guys will talk about that for the next few months.
Taking your quarterback's credit card and buying yourself a brand new jet ski. It's just a normal day in the locker room.
Right. Now, see, they say that the quarterback gives everybody gifts. He gives the offensive line gifts. That's look. You get a jet ski if he doesn't get sacked, okay? Because I remember Dan Marino, didn't he set the bar for this shit with isotoner gloves, right? Wasn't his offensive line very fucking happy with some gloves that you can buy in Walgreens?
Yeah, and that evolved from Joe Namath giving pantyhose. I mean...
Well, the Steelers wore pantyhose.
Right.
Of course, they wear dresses now. But
I remember hearing about the pantyhose, and on one time I opened my locker, and there was a picture of Terry Bradshaw doing a goatee. It was disgusting.
Did Cameron Wake...
Cameron Wake.
I think he wanted to say fraternity, but I think he said paternity. Hang on.
It is a fraternity. It is a brotherhood. It's a lot of things. Paternity.
That's paternity.
Paternity.
He said it's a paternity, John, not a fraternity. It's a paternity.
Paternity.
We all children here. Look, man, you know what? He can say whatever he wants because he did something the other night that I've never seen before. Wasn't he the one, safety to end a game in overtime?
Third time in history.
I'd never seen that because the other two times must have been freaking way back when.
Not that far back, but... yeah, I mean, that's only happened three times in history because overtime just began in 1974. That's a third time since 74, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, man, that was a hell of a too, man. He planted.
Yeah, I know, and I heard Marvin Lewis whining, saying, oh, I thought he came out of the end zone of the ball. No, sorry, Marvin, stop crying. It was legit. It was a safety. He backed up, and he did not get the ball back over the plane.
Look, I'm tired of the minutiae of the game that says that, oh, you know what, while he's flat on his back 6 feet off the ground being thrown to the freaking earth, he's out of the end zone. Look, forward progress. Bullshit. When a dude hits you like that, forward progress is where you land. That's it. He popped him. That was great. And you know what, we haven't talked about any games yet, and we're not going to, but... Thursday night games we always forget about because they're almost a week ago.
Oh, it was great.
I'll tell you what, man. I for one, on a personal level, want to thank the Dolphins for taking all the heat off the Washington Redskins this week. Thank you very much. Now Skip has something else to bitch about.
All right. Well, here, let's listen to Sean King talk to Donovan McNabb about the whole incognito subject.
Like, when you get to that level, man, right, stand up for yourself. If somebody tells you they're going to Vegas to get them $15,000 to finance a trip, are you nuts?
I know that's right. I'm right along.
Yeah, that was another thing, was the finance a trip to Vegas.
I know, 15 grand. What? That's the rules? Oh, okay. What?
With you, I mean, if I'm involved in the festivities, you know, I'm paying you $15,000. You better kick rocks.
That kind of voicemail. I mean, the thing I would have just went and punched Richie Incognito in the face, but that's me, and I understand everybody don't handle issues like that. But I mean, once you get that voicemail, go to your position coach, go to the head coach,
really,
go to the general manager.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You know,
I guess he did.
Anyway, taking Richie Incognito's side, he's a complete butt clown.
Right.
Everybody knows that. That's why he voted, the second dirtiest player in the National Football League. Nobody's defending Incognito. I don't care if he never plays another game.
Second dirtiest?
I mean, it wouldn't have flown in Pittsburgh. Certainly, it wouldn't have flown in Philadelphia.
Well, we had issues, and the problem with our team was we had guys that would step up, but we also had guys that were supporting all the dumbness that was going on. And so
I think
it gets overlooked at times because especially the situation that I was
dumbness.
In. I mean, he had people backing him up. And it's like,
oh, my God, he's talking about T.O. He won't even say his name.
Dude, he's talking about T.O. like it's his ex-girlfriend. Like, you know, like he doesn't need to say his name, you know? Like everybody knows his marriage just broke up.
Coach, Megan, stop calling me fat.
God, he's still crying about that shit. Jesus Christ.
He left. Then all of a sudden, now when people want to be back your friend again, it's like, hey, man, you put yourself out there on Front Street. You're going to stay out there and fall and kill yourself.
Oh, my God.
What's interesting about that situation was somebody did step to Terrell.
Yeah.
Hugh Douglas, if I'm not mistaken.
And then he went later he went riding back with him, stepping out on that edge and telling me I was wrong.
Yeah, the ambassador.
He started a fight down in the locker room, and look at what he did to my sash.
Yeah, look what he did to my sash.
The ambassador stepped forward in defense of Donovan McNabb.
Coach Reed, now you're just going to have to do something about that T.O.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, dude. I'll tell you what. Chris Cooley was on the air yesterday talking about Donovan McNabb here in Washington and how he couldn't remember the freaking plays. And he said on the air, I've got audio of it. I can play it for us next week if you want. But said on the air that McNabb refused to try to learn the playbook and got plays wrong, called them wrong 10 to 12 times a goddamn game that they'd line up not knowing what to do. Remember how he said he wouldn't wear the wristband?
Okay, right. Well,
right, so Jesus Christ.
Oh, I love me some ice cream. Oh, boy, I can't wait. I'm going to have me a double scoop of butter brickle.
Look, I tell you, honestly, y'all don't know, man. I told y'all I'd be monitoring this McNabb show, and I've got some stuff stashed away that hasn't really fit with anything we've done yet. So maybe, you know, I've got it. We've got all kinds of shit here.
All right, well.
McNabb's a jackass.
Finally, today I heard the voice of reason. To put a nice bow on this whole Richie Incognito segment. And you won't believe who it came from. It came from Mr. Smith.
Mr. Smith? Alden Smith?
No, and not Stephen A. Smith, but...
Okay.
Are you ready for this?
All right.
Michael Smith from ESPN.
No, Michael Smith, the guy whose head, if you squint, he looks like a... big freaking infected toe.
I know. He's one of your favorite people, and he hosts a show called Numbers Never Lie with another one of your favorite people, Jemele Hill on ESPN2.
Oh, yeah. I love Jemele Hill. Yes, I love Jemele Hill. I tell you what, I go every time I watch Jemele Hill, I walk away feeling like I should commit suicide just because I'm white.
I know, right? Oh, my God. That woman hates white people. I swear she does.
No, she doesn't, dude, because we are the people with the power. It's impossible to have reverse racism because it doesn't exist. We are the ones with the power. They are just revolting back against what they perceive as constant oppression from her pulpit on ESPN.
Incognito was dropping N-bombs in that bar in Florida while he's hugging Maurice Pouncey. And Jemele Hill's on there today saying he's not a man if he will hug him while he's saying such a hateful word. Well, obviously, they have a relationship where it's okay, Jemele. Whether you like it or not, those two are okay with it. So it really doesn't matter what you think.
Has Jemele Hill ever laughed with one of her friends and said, you bitch?
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
I bet you know what? Once the camera's off, she turns around and Michael Smith slaps five and goes, way to go, nigga. Good show.
All right. Well, listen to what he had to say about all of this.
Let me break something to you, okay?
Yeah, he's going to break something to us, John. You hear that? Let me break something to you.
Low, very low voice. I'm going to break something to us that's so low that only elephants can hear it.
Let me break something to you, okay? This was revealed to me last night. These NFL locker rooms, whether we want to accept this or not, we'll never understand it. Jim Mora, when he was coaching the Saints, said famously, you think you know, but you just don't know. You and I and everybody else in society, we do not understand what goes on in that locker room, nor should we even try at this point. Mind you, Riley Cooper is over there catching 3 touchdowns for the Eagles, as much as people like you or I were suggesting that the Eagles cut ties with him. These locker room situations and their individual dynamics are very much like marriages. You may have philosophies when it comes to marriage. You may even be married yourself. But that other person's relationship, stay out their business. We have no idea. For us to try to make sense of it based on our rules of civilized society is an exercise of futility at this point.
That is exactly right.
Yeah, it's 100% right. I just wanted to hear Jim Morris say, nigga, nigga, you want to talk about nigga?
Ah, he said nigga.
Ha, See, what's going to happen, dude? They're going to homogenize everything because people are going to realize that these guys are just, honestly, if they couldn't do football, a lot of them would be very bad people. They're violent in nature.
Oh, they're, but right? You know what? They're really, they're a bunch of big kids. Deion Sanders said it best. He goes, "We get paid millions of dollars to play a child's game.
A violent child's game."
Right.
Right. Right. Look, man, Ray Lewis, Mr. Great, Mr. Hall of Fame, first ballot, Mr. Fired Up. How many tackles, Tom, did you see him get credit for when the guy was already going down? Ray Ray would do that fall on him and punch him right in the goddamn chest.
I know,
right,
man. In the, it's throat, ridiculous, man. Football, we keep telling you over and over, it's football.
Right.
You want to change the locker room, then you got to change the game.
Right.
And if you change the game, you will have nothing because we will all leave.
Well, then you have possibilities for competition because you will have killed what we call a game.
Right.
We like it rough. We like it. We like it rough. Oh, God.
Game!
Yeah. Oh, no, not again. yeah, but then all of a sudden you got...
Roar!
Oh, no!
Roar.
God, look who you got him all riled up now.
We woke up the cat.
Damn it!
What happened?
I forgot what I was going to say. You and Jeff Garcia. Jesus.
Shit, sorry.
Jason.
I'm sorry. See, it's contagious tonight.
Oh, that's hilarious.
It's been a good fun time, though.
Anyway, so there I agreed with everything Michael Smith said. You know, look, leave it alone. Just let it be. You're not in there. You're not part of that culture. You don't understand what these guys go through. Let it be.
Right. Right. And you know what? As much as I don't like Richie Incognito, the fact that it went on for so long and other players are refusing to step up and do anything, it should be an indication to everybody. Look, man, it's different. It's different. It's just like sitting around with your friends. Dude, it's like sitting around with your friends. You say things to your friends that you'd never say to anybody else in public, but they're your friends because they know what you're talking about. They know you get it. And then there's always the one new guy that doesn't get it and cries and whines and bitches and hollers. All right, so
until he does get it.
Right. Or you back off of him and realize he's not going to get it and we need him on the team anyway. But if you're Richie Incognito, really, I think I would like to have like an isolated microphone in his helmet. Not to hear what he says, but just to hear his brain rattle around when he gets knocked around. Just to hear how I guarantee you it sounds like one of those quarters in those stupid gumball machines that goes around and around and around.
Yeah, well, you know, the old phrase, big dumb jock, exists for a reason.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
And it's a paternity, John.
Paternity.
Right.
It's a paternity, Tom.
Right. All right. Let's get to email here.
All right. Let's see. What have I got here in the actual mailbag? We've got some stuff in the mailbag from the bang email mailbag from Joshua Wells, old friend Josh Wells, man. Showstalker Josh Wells. So Justin Blackmon does drugs, and his punishment is that he doesn't have to play for the Jaguars anymore.
Idiot.
What? It sounds like he did the right thing. Poor him. Now he can't compete in the race for first pick they're going to have down in Florida.
That means he has he failed four tests to get this suspension. Means he's failed his fourth test.
Well, what else is he going to do down there? They stink. They can't play at all. Why can't Blaine
right.
do anything about it? You know, keep him off to the shit. There's nothing else for him to do there. You know, seriously, Jacksonville is a gigantic trailer park.
Hey, Pete Smith says, ask Jerry Jones how much he lost on Sunday when his beloved boys didn't cover the spread against the Vikings.
Oh, look, you're going to have to go and talk to me about something as silly as the goddamn spread. Let me tell you something. The Minnesota Vikings, that is probably the best 1-6 football team that I've ever seen. All right, and it took every goddamn bit of our guile and our guile to win that game. I mean, you saw Tony Romo not only throwing that ball deep and throwing that ball short and handing off that ball, but you saw him kicking that ball when the referee wasn't looking so he could get a better spot.
He's guile, full of guile.
Guile.
That's right. That's right. That's the first time I've ever listened to that there, Joe Montana, and that's the last time I'm ever going to do it, too.
Steve Young, but, hey, Jerry.
Well, pardon?
It's Steve Young.
Look, let me tell you something. We here at this level, we don't care about the spread. All right, because if I really want to cover the spread, I will have somebody shoot the safety when we're going deep. You understand? At my level, I can afford it, and I can get away with it. Don't you ever forget that.
All right, Jerry. Thank you.
All right.
All right. Let's see. Bizarro Roman.
No, Roman. All right. Roman from the Facebook page. Okay.
Yeah. Says, ask Michael Vick what he's going to do with all his free time now.
Oh,
Michael Vick say, I figure I could, you know, like, work on my public speaking, you know. Because, like, you know, sometimes, you know, like, I be listening to myself, like, you know, in interview and whatnot, you know, and, like, my diction be lacking, and, you know. So, just one, maybe one day, you know, like, I'll be host a game show or something. Because I sure ain't going to play no more. White boy throw 7 touchdowns. You know what that say for me? I'm just an ex-con, Tom, and I can't catch a break.
What else we got here? Chip Underwood says, Myron Cope, what's wrong with the Steelers? They're like tissue paper.
Tissue paper. I'll tell you something there, Tom. They're a bunch of panty wastes is what they is, those goddamn Steelers. I'll tell you, I'm rolling over in my grave. Rolling over. It's a good thing I'm dead. Bunch of goddamn millennials up there. No respect these kids today. Bunch of spoiled brats. I tell you something. You think they got it all figured out. They think they got everything under control and they ain't got to do nothing. They ain't nothing like Bradshaw. Bradshaw was an idiot from the word go. And he knew it. And that's what made him great. Tell you what. He was a moron and it was okay. And that's why we won 4 Super Bowls. And we ain't never going to win those Super Bowls anymore. As long as we got all these millennials on the goddamn squad.
You got anything else?
No, I think that's all I got.
All right. Well, we'll see if John Fox and Gary Kubiak return to the sidelines anytime soon.
Well, you know, John Fox, he knew he was going in. And Kubiak, that was something else, man. They said he had like a mini stroke.
Yeah.
So does that mean now that if he calls plays and he goes, all right, we're going to run X for to the left of the line, we've got X, Y, with the list fly. Does he get to still call plays?
Oh, no.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah, they looked at Wade and said, Wade, you got to coach a team. And he said,
damn it, you got to be shitting me.
When he was coming back in, Michelle Tafoya said something about, Wade Phillips said that they told him that Gary Kubiak told him to do this. Well, from what they told me, this is what I'm supposed to do.
From what they said, I didn't see anything.
This is Michelle Tafoya down here on the sidelines. They're going to take him away in an ambulance, and this ambulance ride is brought to you by Chevrolet.
There you go.
All right, man. So we're all back.
We're all back?
I guess we're all back. Unicorns. Show ponies.
You'll hear the roar.
Roar.
Right. Yeah.
There we go. All right, I'm done. I'm spent, Tom. I'm spent.
Yeah.
Yeah!
Hey, you know what? On our Facebook page is a wonderful picture of Richie Incognito doing freaking leg stretches. It's absolutely
ridiculous. Don't forget to go to podcastawards.com and vote for us, please.
Yeah.
Before the 14th. Actually, do it every day between now and November 14th.
Yeah, man. Stop on the Facebook page. The link is right there. Bang Cartoon Radio, our Facebook page. Stop right there. I'm doing the Twitter, Tom. I'm tweeting quite a bit lately here at Bang Radio Hour. So everybody follow me. Everybody have things to say to me. Everybody listen to when I make my picks on Friday. I think they're rather humorous.
And we'll do it again next time.
Later.
Visit BangCartoon.com for a complete archive of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour as well as Bang Cartoons.
BangCartoon.com. Listening to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
You're not a loser because you dress up in shoulder pads with spikes on them. You're a loser because you like the Raiders.
Bang Cartoon Radio.
Let me inhale it all in one more time.
Yes, ma'am, still, yes, ma'am. Yes, sir, still, yes, sir. Pull your pants up around your waist. I don't care if I'm your mom or not.
Yeah, they still have Tom Brady, and they're still coached by Bill Belichick.
The last time I cried over football is when Tom Brady got hurt, and those were tears of joy. Your coach is a cheater, your rings are a lie, you back up from Michigan.
We care about the small people.
So long, you fetus-faced windbag.
Tuesdays at KFC gonna get you like, wow, pow, chow, kapow, get down right now. If you know how, then take a bow, cause this deal's gonna raise a brow. Get 9 pieces of original recipe chicken for an eye-popping $5.99. What the? every Tuesday at KFC. Every Tuesday from August 12th to September 3rd at participating restaurants, subject to availability.